careful what you wish for. Over the summer, as Amazon and Hachette clashed on ebook pricing levels, calls were heard for the federal government to undertake antitrust action against the e-retailing giant. But it's telling to learn who is making those demands and who is keeping silent. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Distraught booksellers and outraged intellectuals alike have challenged the Department of Justice to take on Amazon as a monopolist, even as publishers look the other way. In the Apple ebook case, they learned what it means to have the feds come calling. With the latest on the book business tilting at windmills, Andrew Albany, senior writer of Publishers Weekly, joins me now. Andrew, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Greetings, Chris.
Well, it's good to have you with us every Friday and look forward to talking about Amazon. But first, and I think really important, is to give us some idea of the industry's strength right now. And PW does that every year with your annual Best Books issue.
That's right. Once again, as we do every November, our reviews editors get together and caucus, and they look back at the nearly 9,000 titles that we review over the course of a year, and we pick our favorites in several different categories, and that is our Best Books feature. This includes fiction and nonfiction, of course, but also poetry and genres like mysteries and thrillers, sci-fi, fantasy and horror, and romance, comics, and even children's and young adult books. We create a top 100 long list, and then we name an overall top 10, including five each year of the best fiction and nonfiction titles. And this year, I'm proud to say that our cover author is Marlon James, whose epic novel, A Brief History of Seven Killings, takes us to his native Jamaica. So this is always one of our most popular issues of the year. And as you say, I do think it speaks strongly to the health of the publishing industry at a time when we seem to be talking about whether or not the industry is going to survive. But anyway, pick up Monday's issue and read about the very best books that 2014 has to offer.
All right. Well, as you say, the health of the industry is of great concern to many, including us on this program. But there's been a recent diagnosis and a recommendation from a Dr. Andrew Wiley, who was up in Toronto just this week and had something strong to say about, he offered strong medicine, shall we say, on this whole business about Amazon, in particular the Amazon Hachette battle. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Andrew Wiley is always good for some headlines. But you know, our PW correspondent was on hand for Wiley's keynote address at the Toronto International Festival of Authors. The agent, he's lovingly referred to, as our listeners might know, as the Jackal. He praised Hachette's decision to battle Amazon and encouraged publishers to stand firm in their negotiations with the e-tailer. Apparently, Simon & Schuster didn't get that memo because they've already come to terms. Now, you can read more of Wiley's comments on the PW website, and I'm going to tell you right now that I think a lot of the comments, personally, I found pretty bizarre. But you know, of note to me was the idea that Wiley thinks that, you know, we're at a point where Amazon is going to be told that they either are going to do business on our terms, the publisher's terms, that is, or that the publisher is going to develop other channels of distribution. And he said that the brutality of Amazon's negotiating tactics had made this necessity clear. The publishing industry has cowered and whined and moaned and groaned, Wiley said, and given Amazon pretty much everything they want. Now, I think that's going to stop. Well, a few thoughts here. Andrew Wiley, I think, is one of the few people in the world that's more unpopular than Amazon in the halls of New York publishers. And for someone like Andrew Wiley to call out Amazon's tactics against publishers as brutal strains credulity, and I think doesn't offer much solace to Hachette. You know, our listeners might remember a few years ago that Wiley went to the mat over digital royalty rates with Random House. And in that battle, Random House announced that it was no longer going to do business with Wiley. And what did Wiley do? Well, he started an ebook business with, yes, Amazon. Now, that business was called Odyssey Editions, and I think that was always just a negotiating ploy for Wiley, and nothing much has really happened with it. But you get the idea here. Now, of course, Wiley is going to back Hachette here, and that's true for a number of reasons, but for the most simple reason, and that's because he lives on advances. Andrew Wiley's big moneymaker is the publisher. You know, he's famously credited with saying that if an author earns out in advance, he hasn't done his job. You know, for Wiley, it's all about getting publishers to pay as much money as possible to him and, most importantly, to his authors. you know, forget about the other authors out there and the health of that ecosystem. He's out there fighting for his authors, period. And that's what makes him a great agent. But on the same score as the ebook market develops, you can see that it has to chill him to the bone that in this Amazon ebook world, authors would instead have to rely on actual sales rather than on getting an editor to write them a big advance check on a big publisher's account. So long story short, I always appreciate what Andrew Wiley has to say, but I don't think we should take too much from his comments because, you know, his concern is his own, which is preserving the system that enables him to wrestle large advances from big corporations.
Well, as I hinted at in the introduction, Andrew, taking on Amazon, you know, the terrible dragon Amazon is a fixation of many in the business, or at least the people who talk about the business. And this week, the Seattle Times, of course, the home base of Amazon right there, looked at the question of whether or not Amazon ought to face antitrust scrutiny, and they came to a rather unsettling conclusion for all the Don Quixotes out there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Seattle Times had a big story this week and that had tongues wagging, and it basically said that making an antitrust case against Amazon is going to be very difficult. Well, no kidding. You know, our listeners are probably numb from hearing me suggest that over the last 2 years, going all the way back to the beginning of the Apple litigation. But, you know, to me, what that story really misses is that no one outside of the pundit circuit and the Authors Guild really wants Amazon to be invaded by the feds. You know, look at it this way. How many major publishers do you see calling for antitrust scrutiny of Amazon? And the answer is none. And that's because Amazon is their biggest customer. They make the most money with Amazon. So the quickest way to bleed jobs from the publishing industry and hurt authors would be to invite the federal government to come in and regulate Amazon. Now, this may all be a negotiating ploy, of course. You know, it could be a PR stunt, you know, as well, to sort of spook Amazon into softening its tactics. You know, ooh, we're going to get the government on you. But, you know, still, I'd be careful here because, as the publishers know all too well, the feds are no joke. You know, you have some very sharp, career-minded people in the Department of Justice that just might decide to take a shot at Amazon because, you know, that's a pretty nice pelt to pin on your wall, right? And once the feds decide that they are going to spend some money and investigate, you can bet they're going to find something. So the question is, do you really want to introduce that kind of uncertainty into the publishing business? For all the uncertainty that we do have in the publishing business now, do we want the government throwing their weight into this as well? You know, ironically, I'm going to point back to Andrew Wiley's comments. You know, if the publishers don't like Amazon's terms, they got to say no. That's what we do in negotiations. And while I doubt that the industry is going to invest in creating a distribution system like he suggests, at least I think he's on the right track there. You know, the reasons the publishers are in this position with Amazon in the first place is because they outsourced innovation in their business to Amazon. Yes, publishers own the content. They control the content, most of the content, I should say. But Amazon owns the distribution network and the digital platform and the customer service apparatus. You know, my view is if the publishers want to regain a negotiating advantage, they have to address the market realities, which is the distribution side, the customer service side, etc. They have to find an innovative way to compete. Inviting the government into the game is just not a wise decision.
Well, at least that's a preview of what you are likely to say, Andrew, at a panel you and I are going to have together at the Miami Book Fair. But a great preview it is. We'll also be hearing on Sunday, November 23rd, from Oren Teacher, who, of course, is the executive in charge of the American Booksellers Association, as well as from author Astra Taylor, who is an author, a filmmaker, and a musician. And she has a new book out taking a look at what she calls the people platform, and it argues that in this internet world, there is an opportunity for the people to regain control. And so it'll be an interesting discussion there in Miami at the Chapman Conference Center. Look forward to having you join me for that. And as always, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure. And I will just say, too, I look forward to hearing what our audience has to say on this subject there, too. We always get great crowds at the Miami Book Fair, and you put together great programs there, Chris. So I'm almost more interested in hearing what our audience is is going to say to us than, you know, what we as a panel are going to say to them.
Well, indeed. And, you know, the real charming thing about the Miami Book Fair is that of all the publishing activities that we undertake throughout the year, this is the one where the people really do get involved. The readers are there. And as you say, they contribute as well. So again, thank you, Andrew Albany, senior writer at Publishers Weekly.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Jeremy Brisky is our engineer and co-producer. My name is Christopher Kinnealy. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.